So, you were offended because you had to.
Well, you do the ones the seniors take the juniors around. Here's where stuff is. This is how you do it here. Uh-huh. And, you know, words of advice. This is where shit is. If you ever need help, don't ask me. Ask somebody else. And he asked where I'm from.
The first question didn't come out, ¿tú eres mexicano?
That, I knew he was.
No,
he
didn't
Santiago.
Ask you. He didn't ask you if you were mexicano?
No, he doesn't know my name.
Well, he just asked you where you were from?
It's just part of the...
Well, no, I know, because usually they ask you...
It's not like, where's your people from? It's you're told by the teacher before, you know, get to know them. Ask them where they're originally from.
Oh.
Ask them what school they went to, which campus they went to.
Oh. Okay.
It's just part of that. I don't know.
Okay.
Something to bond over. It's not where's your people from?
No.
Your
okay. Because I thought, you know, when
you
some
use where are you originally from? Obviously, you're not everybody's from the Chicago area. So where's your hometown?
Oh,
basically. But where are you from?
Yeah, Northern Illinois.
Illinois, 7 miles west. Uh-huh. And well, where are you from? Obviously, you're not from here. So, you don't know where Rockford is. And I'm from Guadalajara, Jalisco.
Is that a country?
Why did you come here? Well, I asked him what campus he went to. He went to the same Mondale High campus. Oh. Well, this is where this is here, and went through that. And then I had to take on, because we have shop jobs, I'm a maintenance guy. I suck at maintenance. I hate maintenance. It's so boring. I don't change light bulbs. That's what beaners are for.
Anyway.
Well, I say that in class, too, because I'm the only one. So I'm like, I... They'll make fun of me because I don't do anything. And I'm like, well, it's spick work. Why would I do spick work? And they're like, well, I can't say that. And I'm like, you can say it. But just, you got to spell it out, you know. Like, remember grammar school. Spell it out as P-I-C. Well, it's okay if you say it, but it would be wrong if I say it. And I'm like, no, I mean, if you practice that, I'm sure you can say it right. I say beaner wetback. I throw that word around all the time.
I know. I say beaner all the time.
People are like, oh, I can't say that, I guess.
You know, redneck used to be a bad word. And
now
then everybody just embraces it.
Yeah,
same as slut. Slut used to be a bad word.
Oh, you're such a slut. Or bitch. That's something to be proud of now.
And it's like, okay, well, I'm beaner. That's you can relate to that. Beaner. I'm not a wetback. We are not wetbacks. That's different.
You're a wetback.
I am not.
I throw a wetback around. See?
No, there's a difference now. You're going to offend a Mexican.
Wetbacks. Wetbacks, somebody who came here.
Illegally across the border. They got wetback from swimming across that water.
I know what it means.
But we're not wetbacks. We're beaners.
Somewhere in somebody's family.
Taco beaners. Huh?
Somebody in your generation. Somebody in your family is a wetback somewhere.
Your grandpa.
Who?
Little grandpa. He was a wetback. He came over, illegally, kind of, sort of. Well, and then your grandmother. There was no paperwork on her at all. And, I don't understand. She never worked. I don't know if she ever collected any Social Security. Your grandpa went through the Naturalization Act. And I think Grandpa Alvino went through it too. But you gotta come here, how do you get over here?
They drove.
You pay a coyote to come. that makes it, because Grandma never drove. She never. And then I'm thinking Aunt Juanita never drove either. Aunt Felix never drove. And Ginger never drove, and they had factory kind of jobs, but your little grandma never worked. And if you ask
see, I like being around white people throwing racist stuff out, because white folk do not touch it.
What? What do you mean?
I mean, you can make fun of white, you know, people in the shop can make fun of people for being lazy or being a certain way, uh-huh. acting a certain way, doing certain things. But when you bring race into it, if you're white, you just don't touch it. See, because, you know, there are people who, you know, they'll do tool boards, or they'll sweep, they'll mop, they'll clean the trucks. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, oh, that's beaner work, that's spick's work, that's nigger's work, that's woman's work. Nobody touches it. It's just, I'm not going to respond to that. I'll laugh, but I'm not going to say anything back. Because we got a blank army class. Now we got me.